From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In the second part of our special look at the volcanic crisis in Montserrat, we travel to Britain to look at how the issue is being debated and a future life in the UK. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report Special Edition. The Montserrat volcanic crisis has been high on the political agenda in the UK, especially after the unfortunate occurrences on June 25th, when 19 people died in the wake of a devastating pyroclastic flow which wiped out several villages on the eastern side of the island. Fingers of blame have been pointed in both directions. This led to the appointment of an international development committee to look at the entire situation. The committee, apart from visiting Montserrat and Antigua, also heard evidence from persons in Britain. Chief Minister David Brandt personally travelled to London to meet with the full committee. Committee Chairman Bowen Wells, speaking after the report was released in London, said the health of the people of Montserrat was of particular concern in the wake of medical evidence citing silica in the ash.
We conclude that the north of Montserrat is indeed not, in fact, truly safe. And in fact, for old and vulnerable people, it is undoubtedly